Total Transformation Radio is coming up next. But first, a word from our friends.
Philadelphia needs hope. Hope Pregnancy Centers on North Broad Street in Philadelphia has a mission to help women in crisis. In a safe, caring, and judgment-free environment, women receive free services like counseling, ultrasounds, supplies, education, and so much more. Hope's dedicated and loving staff offers personal support through pregnancy, birth, and beyond. On the front lines of Philadelphia, the need is great, but so too are those who step off the sidelines with financial donations that support Hope. If you have ever wondered how you can help, this is your moment to be a true lifeline. Give hope to Philadelphia by visiting multiplyhope.life.
Twist it, braid it, comb it, brush it, just don't break it. Tara Oils for all your natural hair needs at myteraoils.com. That's MyteraOils.com. Free shipping. Limited time only.
This is Dr. Howard.
And First Lady Vanessa Howard.
From Total Transformation Radio on WWDB 860 AM. We are calling all indie Christian recording artists to submit your music to the new Spotify playlist at Buzzing Indie Gospel Music by Gospel Music Buzz.
If your music has a powerful gospel message with the lyrics to inspire, submit your Christian music to Gospel Music Buzz at Gospel Music Buzz at Gmail and on Instagram at Gospel Music Buzz.
We look forward to listening. Peace and blessings.
The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Come on and stand to your feet! Come on and let me hear you say!
It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Good afternoon. I am Dr. Howard, your weekly host on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM, with my wonderful wife and co-host, First Lady Vanessa Howard. Our mission is to impact the world with the transformational power of the gospel through real talk, biblical teaching, testimonials, discipleship, practical living, and life coaching. Call in right now, 888-329-3306. 888-329-3306. If you need prayer, if you want to comment, or if you just want to holler, today's topic on Transformation Monday is purpose and destiny. Our special guest today is Mr. Nakia Dillard, actor, writer, director, and entrepreneur from right here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And our scripture reading today is found in Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. We would like to thank our listeners and our radio show sponsors at 30 Main Restaurant and Catering, Hope Pregnancy Center, Tara Oils, and Gospel Music Buzz. Amen. First Lady, I'm so excited about our special guest today. Yes, indeed, the one and only Nakia Dillard. Amen. And we're going to talk a little bit about some things and some things that he does and has done. But First Lady, please read his bio so that we can just get a little sample of the things that God has blessed him to do, the gifts and the talents, as we talk about purpose and destiny today. And then after that, will you open us up with prayer, and they'll go right into the bio.
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we come humbly before you, Lord Jesus. We say thank you, Lord, for waking thank us you. Up yet another day and giving us the opportunity to experience your goodness, your glory, your power. Oh, thank you, Father. We are so honored to have Nakia Dillard here with us God. To share his testimony about your goodness, your transformational power in his life, oh God. We thank you for WWDB 860 AM for the opportunity and total transformation for your vision right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that whatever is said today, Lord God, it is something that someone needs somewhere.
Yes,
oh, we thank you so much, God. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. So you said brief, because this is really going to be a brief bio of everything that he has done. And he's going to be able to introduce himself and talk about what he's doing and how he is impacting our youth right here in Philadelphia.
Amen.
All right. We are super excited to have Nakia Dillard as our special guest, a native of Philadelphia, actor, writer, director, and entrepreneur, seen on Black Lightning, The Wire, The Wonder Years, and many more. Today, Nakia is steadily fulfilling one of his lifelong dreams as an activist and entrepreneur in the community that propelled his career. Founder of Akin Acts, a performing arts school that prepares students of all ages, beginning age 5 through adult, in the art of acting as well as other artistic creative outlets. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, man. Amen.
Amen. Hey, there he is. Do you hear him? Do you hear him? Yes, indeed. Nakia, it is so good. Awesome.
Yeah.
To have
you. We are honored to have you here
with us today as our very special guest. And I know all those out there listening are already sitting on the edge of their seat, might be in their car, might be pulled to the side of the road, wherever they are in their office, wherever they are. I know that the Lord is going to inspire and encourage somebody to dream big and to go for their walk in their purpose and destiny.
Yes.
So, Nakia, give us a shout out. Give me a 30 second or less. Who is Mr. Nakia Dillard?
Hey, everybody. I'm Nakia Dillard. I'm honored to be here. And I'm an actor here in Philly. I've actually worked all over from L.A. to Texas to Atlanta to everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I'm currently working on the show Wonder Years. I have a gang of students that are working, which is a blessing, from age 7 through adult. I'm just a Philly kid, Philly guy, you know, just want to help as much as I can, you know, and hopefully through what I've been doing, you can see or be inspired to give it a try.
Wow. Thank you for that. And I know you're inspiring a lot of folks, young and old. You're inspiring a lot of folks. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing, because here on Transformation Radio, we deal with, you know, transforming, overcoming, and impacting, you know, and you're doing that. You've done that. And I want to ask the question, what or who inspired you to accomplish your dream of acting and directing and coaching? You know, I'm sure there's a whole lot of who's and what's to this.
Yeah, it's a
but
lot.
But give us an abridged version.
Yeah, it's a village that helped me, man.
Amen. Come on.
So, you know, it's crazy because, like, you know, I was really shy as a child. So I would just watch TV. My first introduction to the arts was actually drawing and watching cartoons. And through that, watching TV inspired me to want to give it a try. I didn't know how. I didn't know how I was going to get there, what I had to do to get there. But I heard a commercial that said, hey, you want acting classes or whatever. And it just stuck in my head. And I told my mother, and because I was so quiet, she said, well, if he asks me again, you know, I'll give it a try. I'll check it out. And so I went down to the acting school, and it basically changed my whole life. It changed my whole life. And I met one of my acting teachers. His name was Ricardo Martin. That, like, changed my life, John Allen, who was the founder of Freedom Theater, and just so like I said, it was so many hands in the mix that actually just changed me and shaped me into who I am today. And Ricardo, he had his own acting school, his own acting troupe. Mm-hmm. So I had a chance to travel as a teenager, got paid as an actor.
Wow.
You know, so it kept me off the street. And the art saved my life. It kept me out of all of the mixes. So every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I was either on some stage or in a rehearsal. So I didn't have time to waste, you know, because I was always studying. And then the other part is, you know, with the arts, it encourages literacy and empathy too.
Wow.
So yeah, it was, like I said, it's been a village of people that has shaped me to who I am today. And right now, even in my acting school, I have a team. So it's not just me. I don't want to get the impression of it's just me doing everything.
Right.
But if it wasn't for my team, I wouldn't be where I am today, honestly.
Amen. There's no I in team.
Right.
And grandmama used to say it takes a village to raise a child.
Right. Yep.
Amen. And that is certainly the truth and the truth of the matter. And if it wasn't for your mother.
Oh, yes.
Hearing you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes, you know, our parents want to hear, but they don't want to hear. but she heard you in the spirit.
Exactly.
She heard your heart. She heard, man, this kid is excited about this. Kind of how I heard my daughter in gymnastics early on and now in basketball. Mm-hmm. See, when a child has that twinkle in their eye and you didn't tell them nothing about it, and all of a sudden they just coming, I need this. I need to go get these shoes. I need to go get this. I need to get that ball. I need to, just all excited and ready. I can imagine because I know how my children are.
Right. Yeah.
And I can imagine how you were and when you looked at your mother and how she felt.
Mm-hmm.
When she encouraged you, because see, our parents are our first line of encouragement, compassion, and understanding.
Yes.
And support. Mm-hmm. So thank you for sharing that. I know somebody out there listening is saying, man, I'm thinking about how my father and my mother encouraged me, and that's why I'm here today.
Right.
You know, so thank you for sharing that, Nakia.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You know, when I think about purpose and destiny, I love how we see the orchestration of God's hand in your life, you know, and how he put the right people in your place to make sure that you got to where he wants you to be, you know, and it started with seeing something on TV, but those other pieces didn't have to line up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so in reference to our purpose, it's already in us. And God is orchestrating the plan. Exactly. We may not know what the finished work is going to be, but we have to trust that God's hand is in it.
Exactly.
Even in the midst of the storm.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Yes, and that purpose and destiny. Go ahead. I'm excited. I'm fired up, y'all. I'm fired up. Come on.
It, like we were talking earlier and just saying, like, when opportunity comes, it's not always when it's easy. It's not always when you're like, okay, all my bills are paid and everything. I can lay down and relax. Now I can go and do this opportunity. A lot of times it's in the storm when that opportunity comes.
My God.
You know, and you just have to listen and go and not worry about the how. You just have to know that it's going to get done. And God's hands is all over it. It'll make a way. Like, it's crazy how it all happens. It's amazing. Ooh. It's amazing how it happens.
You know, I want you to encourage someone here who may be pursuing acting, who's gone to audition after audition, rejection after rejection. Do you have something that you can say to encourage them to, you know, so they can be encouraged today to know that it will happen, that they have to put in the work? But I'm going to let you talk because this is your thing.
Definitely. If you have the chance to audition, that's a blessing right there.
Yeah.
Whether you get it or you don't get it.
Wow.
You still should celebrate yourself because you did it.
Yes.
You went to that audition. And the thing is, you never know what they're looking for. So it's not about your talent all the time. Yeah. You know, it could just be you, the person that is already cast for your daughter or your mother. Y'all may not match in complexion.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the smallest thing, but you can't let it sink into you to where you're saying that you're not enough, because you are enough.
Wow.
It just may not be the right time, the right fit, the right match. It's so many things that's a part of casting that people just think, oh, I didn't get the job, so I'm horrible. No, it's not any of that.
Wow.
You just may not have looked like what the person had in mind for that particular character.
That's good.
Maybe you didn't fit that part, but there is a part that it's God a part has for you to fit.
Right.
Yeah.
You just keep going. You just keep going. So, and you don't get mad. Mm-hmm. Okay, you don't get this role. It's another one coming down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you just keep going.
Wow. There's something you said there, Nakia. Listen and go.
Mm-hmm.
Listen and go. You know, listen to God, listen to the direction of the Spirit, but then go, take action. Mm-hmm. See, sometimes we get caught up in the oh God, it's overwhelming.
Right.
Oh God, I can't do it. Oh God, the storm is too big. But if we just listen to the Spirit of God, that still small voice,
right,
and then act on it and go.
Yep.
Nothing can stop us.
And the blessing is in that step. When you take that step, you may not see the full vision, but you took that step. And on the opposite side of that step, like keeping the faith, you know, it's a road down there. So again, a lot of times, like when people get involved with acting, you know, they're looking at the red carpet. They're looking at the outcome, but not looking at the journey.
The process.
The process.
Wow.
And it's a lot of work in the process.
Mm.
And a lot of times, like, people, you know, get into acting school and they like, oh, it's work? Oh, I thought it was just, I could just make up some stuff and that's all I need to do. Like, my personality, all this and that. No, it's a whole nother world when you have to say someone else's words.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
It's a whole nother craft to that.
Wow. Wow.
That's where acting happens. You got to act the role, right?
You got to act like it's not even happening. Like it's, and that's the other part.
Wow.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, I'm still amazed how you're giving back to the young people. Mm. Well, it's not even, you don't just work with the youth, you work with adults as well, but you're giving back to other aspiring artists. And that is mind blowing to me, because while you're still pursuing your career and still auditioning and doing these things, you're still managing a whole school with your team.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really, really good thing to admonish. You know, that's a wonderful thing. You're giving back.
Thank you.
You know?
Yeah.
And I want to give a shout out to one of my students, Marcia, who plugged me in to Aiken Axe. And I found out that this gem was right here in our backyard. Come on. Like right here.
Right here.
Amen.
It's in years. Philadelphia, y'all.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right
tell
here.
Tell us a little bit about Aiken Axe.
Tell us. Right.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to correct you, but it's I Can.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I Can.
My bad.
Yep.
It's all good.
Amen. I knew that. I knew that, y'all.
Yep. Amen. I Can. That's
so good. It's basically a play on words. It's my name backwards.
Yes.
But it's a play on words saying that I can act.
Yes. I can act.
Yes.
Wow.
So from the door, you're getting that positive reinforcement of saying that I can. So when you're going through something, you just keep saying I can.
Wow.
And you'll get there.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because you're going to hear all these voices. You're going to hear all these.
Ooh.
It's crazy when you about to do something great.
Naysayers.
The naysayers. And then your own voice.
That's
in your
true.
Own
yes.
mind. Yeah. And that's why it's very important for your mental health.
Yeah.
Every day you should encourage yourself, listen to something positive.
Amen.
Because it's so easy for you to say, I'm not enough. It's I'm not right for that role. I mean, look at the young lady who was 82 that did Black Panther.
Yes.
She said that when she got that audition, she's like, I'm not auditioning for a cartoon.
And her
nephew or grandson was like, go ahead, encourage her to go.
Yeah.
She just went for it.
Wow.
It was a $1 billion film.
Wow. Yeah.
So imagine if she would have just said, you know, I ain't doing that. Like, I'm too old. Like, the voice is telling
right.
you. And it's the other part, too.
Yes.
You tell yourself what you can and can't do.
Yep.
You know, you're like, oh, I'm too young for that. I'm too old. I'm too this. I'm too dark. I'm too light. You telling yourself all this stuff. And then you get there and it like you're the best. You were the best out of everybody that came. You know.
And fit exactly what they're looking for.
Exactly what they're looking for.
See?
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
But you were about to talk yourself out of that opportunity.
My goodness. My goodness.
You know?
Believe.
You got to believe.
Believe.
You got to keep that faith in yourself.
Yeah.
Even when you can't see it.
My.
You got to just go for it. Whether you're tired. I'm going to tell you, like, when I auditioned for Wonder Years, I had two auditions the same day. The next day, I had another film shoot I was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I was drained. And it was due on Monday. So I knocked it out on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then I got the call back on Wednesday saying, you're in the running. The producers are looking at your tape and they like your work.
Wow.
But again, I could easily said I was tired.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
I got this and that to do.
Yeah.
Easily.
Wow. Wow. With when we're dealing with purpose and destiny, there's something called a press.
Yeah.
A press, like I was talking about my daughter, excited, again, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go like you were with your mom, you know, at that young age. I'm ready to go. I need this. I need that. I need the tools.
Right.
Equip me so that I can be great. Equip me so that I can walk in my purpose and my destiny. Equip me.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki, I have a question. What is your driving force and mission behind I Can Ax?
Mission and force is really to help encourage in the up and coming artist and actor to show them that it's possible and that there is opportunity out here, but you have to work for it. So when I first started ICANN, it was literally because a lot of people were hitting me up about projects, but I couldn't refer them to a school because the school that I went to, they were shutting down, and it wasn't a lot of schools of color, you know. So I wanted to actually have a place that we can help train. So I had a lot of working actors. It was a collective of us that all was helping, and so it just kind of just became, it just grew into what it is now, because again, I had to talk myself into doing that because I felt like I wasn't in a place to be a teacher or do all of that. But again, it wasn't me. Right. It was God putting this in front of me to help, to serve.
Yeah.
And it wasn't about me.
My.
You know?
Yeah.
So when I look at a lot of the students that are working right now, and imagine if I would have just said, oh, I can't do that.
That's right.
This, you know, I would have stopped their growth.
Yeah.
Just from me saying that to myself.
My.
You know?
See, so, wow. In our press, in our work, in our taking action, we're actually, it's like the stone that's thrown into the pond and the ripple effect.
Right.
The legacy for generations to come.
Right.
Through one stone in Nakia Dillard. But there's, you know, other stones out there doing different things and dropping that same thing, having different impact. But we're excited because I know there's somebody out there listening, even right now, who said, there's an audition, but I don't think I look good enough, or I don't think I sound good enough, or I didn't come from the right neighborhood. I don't have the right money, the right things. I just don't have it. But I encourage you today that when you walk in your God-given purpose, every door will open.
Yes.
My. Yes. And you will have unmerited favor and grace.
Yes.
As you go into your auditions, as you go into your new business to bless children. Vanessa Howard Music, Touching Children Studio.
Yes.
Touching Children, encouraging the next generation to sing and to act. Look at how God does this.
Exactly.
To sing and to act and to share the good news of the gospel.
Yes.
You know, as you were speaking, I heard the word legacy, the legacy that you're leaving behind.
Yes.
Just by the small seed and the small part that you are playing in these young kids' mind. One day someone's going to come back and say, that guy, Nakia Dillard, he helped me.
Yeah.
And it's going to be more than words, right? It's just, it's amazing. Just like you give, you know, nuggets to the people who inspired you and lay the foundation for you, you're doing that for others. That's awesome.
And sometimes it's the one who's standing in the corner not saying much.
Yep.
It's the one that has the greatest impact. It's not always the one rolling on the floor and jumping and acting crazy. That was me. Y'all, that was me. Thank God for transformation. But the reality, I don't know how far I've come, but I know how far I've got to go. I'm still going. But I thank God for what you're doing in Philadelphia and really beyond and beyond, because everything is virtual.
Yes.
You know, how can people get in touch with your team so that they can be a part of this? I mean, there's families that have children that are, that can read, that can act, that just love it. Or maybe the shy one that needs to get out and try it.
Yeah. I say, you know, because even for me, if I would have did that audition and they said no, you know, and I'm going to tell you, my first audition was horrible. It wasn't the greatest audition. I literally got there and forgot all my words.
Wow.
So I don't know if it was they needed more boys, or my mother was standing behind me flashing dollars. I don't know what it was. But but whatever got me in the door was meant to happen.
Wow.
Because I, you know, if I never did that, I met, like I said, Ricardo Martin, all my teachers that were there, if I didn't walk through those doors or get past that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't hold auditions for my acting class. I don't do that, because I don't want to stop anybody from getting the information and just learning.
Yeah.
So but we teach you how to audition.
Yeah.
We teach you what you need to do these auditions and what's required of you and the type of work you have to do. But I don't turn anybody down, you know, from the quietest to the loudest, you know? So, but they can contact me at, 215-324-0632, or you can, if you're on Instagram, you can just type in I Can Acts, which is AIKANACTS. That's on Instagram, and then just put a .org at the bottom, at the back of it, and you can go right to the website.
Amen. Amen. Give us that again.
Sure. So the number is 215-324-0632, and then the website is AIKANACTS.org, or you can follow on Instagram, just ICANACTS. And you can send a message saying, hey, you know, I heard you on the radio, and I'm interested in acting. What do I have to do? So I'll send you a link. You can sign right up online.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I'm writing that number down, y'all, right now. Y'all hear me? I'm writing that number down. I've been hearing a lot about acting and TV and all this stuff. I'm just crazy enough to believe God. Will y'all believe God for me and with me and my wife? Because we're going to do some acting.
Come on through.
Nakia inspired me. He inspired me today. Just like he's inspiring those young people. Just like he's inspiring those old people. He's inspiring folks to step out on the water.
Step on out.
Step out. Step out of that boat.
Yes.
And walk on that water. And believe you me, God will order your steps. If it's for you, it's for you.
Yeah. Exactly.
And remember that no matter what you look like, no matter if your hair is straight or nappy, no matter what your complexion is, it does not matter. If it's for you,
it's for you.
It's for you. Yeah. Purpose and destiny.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm excited.
You know, Nakia, what are you up to these days?
Right now, I just finished like 5 films. I was in Atlanta. I shot a film called Bleached Out. I just did a film called Witness. I have a few that's still in the mix. I'm doing a project called Uncle Rufus' Last Request that should be out with maybe around Juneteenth. What else I do? But right now I'm currently, you guys can check me out on Wonder Years. This Wednesday I'll be on, I'm on a few episodes. I play the father of the little girl that Dean likes. So Kisa is my daughter on the show. And what else have I done?
Is this the first season?
This is the first season.
Okay.
And man, when I say God has been really blessing everything. The ratings went, it quadrupled.
Wow.
Since it started, like just the viewership.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, so
truly a blessing.
You said it
truly.
Comes on this week, Wednesday at what time?
8:30 on ABC and Hulu.
Amen. 8:30 p.m.
Yes.
On ABC and Hulu.
Yes.
Did you all hear that? Y'all better check out Nakia Dillard. You hear me? You better get on there and get it going. ABC and Hulu. I know y'all got both of those.
Yeah.
So all you out there listening, make sure that we get to watch and just be a support in that way, and pray that this thing just takes off. You know, I just believe God for his unmerited favor and grace that's on Nakia and his life. And I know God is in the blessing business.
Oh, yes.
And he'll continue to do a great work as we walk in our purpose and destiny. I know we're going into our halftime show. Amen. And it's going to be.
A clip yep,
of you
years.
Know who, our special guest, Mr. Nakia Dillard. Amen. So stay tuned and we'll be right back after the clip. Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM. Your boy, Dr. Howard, and First Lady Vanessa Howard.
We caught Dean sharing an awful lot of detailed personals with Keisha.
Well, I just want to say how embarrassed we are at Dean's actions.
Well, unfortunately, that doesn't change the fact that my little girl was forced to listen to that smut. Where'd he even hear this filth?
Who knows? Boys will be boys.
He claimed he heard it from you.
Thank you.
How are you raising your children? Now, because of you, not only was my daughter exposed to ears, sex. Now my wife has to sit here and hear about it. There's no telling what perverse thoughts this puts in Keisha's mind. She could be scarred for life. All because your little boy wanna sit and expose her to things he saw in its pornographies.
Wow, wow.
I remember seeing that clip and I was rolling.
Wow.
Okay, ears. Ears. That's something we would do at home, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Close your ears.
Absolutely.
Close your eyes.
Look, I got an 11-year-old daughter named Zion.
Okay.
Yes.
We can relate.
Come
right?
on now. Can
okay.
relate.
When there's kissing scenes, I need you to go to the next
yes.
room. Close your eyes.
Yes.
This is real good.
Oh, wow. Wow.
This is type of show that you can sit with your whole family.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, and that's what
yes.
I love about it. You know, you don't have to cover their eyes, you don't have to run out the room
yes.
or anything.
That's what's
oh,
up.
this is wonderful.
Show. Yeah, yeah.
This is wonderful. And that clip was awesome. And I know those out there listening, look.
Y'all better tune in.
Just do it. Listen
Wednesday.
And go.
Come on, Wednesday.
Listen and go. I just have that in my spirit
ABC
from when you
Hulu.
Said, listen and go.
Come on now.
Go to the next level.
Yes.
You have purpose.
Yes.
You have God-given purpose and destiny. Walk in it.
Yes.
Come on, it's 2022. We can't stay in 2021 or 2020 or 2019. We have to walk in our destiny and purpose in 2022. Is anybody listening today? Oh, I hear y'all out there getting excited. Some of y'all jumping and dancing because I'm so excited because God has been in the blessing business.
Yes.
Yeah,
I've been encountering people that God has been opening doors. There's been favor. There's been opportunity. And I'm just so grateful that we serve an awesome God who yes. created us in his image and likeness and purposed us for greatness.
Yeah, you know, out of every movie you've done and every show, which one's your favorite?
That's a good question. Because honestly, I love each and every one.
Mm.
And my greatest job I haven't done yet. But I'm grateful.
Hey, there you go. There you go.
Truly, truly blessed for just the journey.
Yes.
You know, and each one has taught me something about myself. As well as who these characters are, mm-hmm. and how they evolved and how they live.
Yeah.
So, and I'm still a work in progress. Yeah. You know, I'm still learning. I'm still, mm-hmm. you know, just trying to be as great as I can be now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do as much as I can right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I started writing books. So I got a few books for kids. I have a kid book.
Do you have one about a child in a wheelchair with special needs?
Uh-huh.
I saw it and I'm going to get that book. Because do you know that we also have a child with special needs?
Oh,
and
we have a 19-year-old miracle man, Superman, Marcus.
Wow. Yep.
Wheelchair, G-tube, fully incapacitated, but got more Jesus joy than most adults and folks with all their faculties. So, God is good.
Yo, I'm telling you, like, what inspired me to write that book, because I used to, before the pandemic, I used to go around to schools.
Yes.
Talk to kids about acting and the arts, and I went to a school in Jersey. Mm-hmm. And it was a kid there that had no arms and no legs.
Mm.
But when I say this kid had so much energy, and it was like you saw him,
right?
But he didn't see him. He didn't see
his
stuff. He didn't see any of that.
Yeah.
He was ahead of his class. He was in the acting. He was in dance. Everything.
Wow.
He did everything. So this kid was like a little superhero to me.
Praise God.
So when I, after I left there, I was looking at the other kids that had, they could do anything.
Yeah.
And they sitting there depressed.
Wow.
You know, talking about what they can't do and all this and that. And just to see the comparison and how much energy this kid had.
Yeah.
And I've never seen that much energy in a kid.
Wow.
You know, to where, you know, he was, you know, handicapped in a way where he couldn't do.
Yeah.
But you couldn't tell him that.
Yeah.
At all.
Wow.
You know?
It's a mindset.
It's all a mindset.
That sounds like our Marcus.
Yeah.
See that?
That sounds like our Marcus. And man, we have a heart for those who really have great ability. I know we call them disabled, but they have great ability.
They do.
And they have great discernment.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, for situations and surroundings and scenario. So I just thank God for that. And I'm going to I want to look at that book. I want to take a look at some of your books and your writings, because I think that's wonderful. And all you out there listening, you know, you need to pick them up, share them with somebody, because it's all about impacting somebody else.
Yes.
Helping somebody else along the way. We can't just keep everything in our own little treasure chest and not share.
Exactly.
You know, the reality is, I say to my 3-year-old son all the time, Matthew, sharing is caring. And he don't want to share. He wants, it's his popcorn. It's his toy. It's his dinosaur. It's his. But the reality is, as we grow older, we understand that there's some things that we have on the inside.
Yeah.
There's some gifts and talents that we have. There's some understanding and wisdom that we have that we need to share and impart in those coming behind us.
Yes, so true. and I've also, you know, written a few books on the business. So I have an acting book. Nice. I have a time management book for actors.
That's good.
A financial literacy book for actors. Because that's the other part that a lot of people don't talk about, is the finance part.
Right.
The business part.
Yeah.
You know, you can be the most talented actor in the world, but until you get that opportunity, you may have to go to Atlanta. You may have to go to LA. So that's a flight. That's travel. That's housing.
Yeah.
You may not have none of that.
Wow.
But right now is the time to get your finances in order, start learning about your credit score and getting all of that situated, because I'm going to tell you, just like I said earlier, a lot of these opportunities don't come when you got the money. I'm going to tell you a quick story of when I booked The Wire.
Yeah. Mm.
When I booked The Wire, I had to join the union. And I think it was like $1,500 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have it. And so I had to like ask and beg and borrow. So I ended up getting it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was in a better financial situation or just understanding of that, it would have been like, okay, cool. I'd just go ahead and do it and be on my way.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of people that they just rely on their art. And they're sleeping in their cars. They're sleeping under bridges.
Jesus.
You know.
Jesus.
And it's important. It's important to understand all of that.
So I need you to elaborate a little bit more for me. So you don't want there to be struggling artists out here. So what can they do? You know,
learn about their where they are financially. Where financial thermostat is, like what they need to work on, what they where they are, you know, where what's your credit score. So if you need a spare credit card or anything like that, that you may use this card for gas. You may use this card for your acting class, and all of that stuff is you can write off. You know, because it's education. You know, or travel. You know, so but if you don't know, you don't know. So you're just spending money and you're like, oh man, I don't have it, but you could have used a card.
And there's a there's a grind in all of this as well, because it's like until God really shows up and you get that major breakthrough, you know, in your career, there's other things that we have to do. You know, like you need to have a job to support your vision, you know, until that shift happens.
You know? Yep. You can see, it's a lot of roads to this. I mean, you know, you could have a job or you could have a 9-to-5, but I'm gonna tell you, being an actor, a lot of times your job is during your job. So like like when I shoot The Wonder Years, it's Monday through Friday. So if I had a 9-to-5, how could I fit that in? I had to. And when I did have a 9-to-5, I had every disease known to man. I had COVID before COVID.
He was sick on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Like, you sick again?
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I got to be out again.
Wow.
But I knew where I was wanted to go. But
the sacrifice.
It's a sacrifice. But again, and that forced me to be an entrepreneur. You know, so
yes.
You see what I mean? So sometimes different when you're uncomfortable, it may create lanes.
That's right.
For you to, but you have to listen.
Yes.
And God is always putting things in front of you.
Yep.
But you have to see it, and don't talk yourself out of everything.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna tell you, like one of my first businesses that I started was a children's entertainment company. Where I did birthday parties and stuff like that, and I did, you know, and it literally helped me get to be able to do acting, because I would make you know, I would work on weekends, but then Monday through Friday I could go to auditions, I could do whatever I needed to do. But that opportunity came to me through another company I was working for. But again, it was God talking to me, saying it's your time to do this. So I started learning how to do it, and I ended up starting my own company. And it was great for a while.
Wow. Well, you encouraging some folks today. Our listeners out there, you're encouraging a lot of folks today, because the reality is, you know, yeah, you may have to work that 9-to-5, but sometimes the Lord is going to show you when it may be time.
Right.
And there's a quote that I shared with some folks this week, and it said, "Don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great."
Yes.
And those
yes.
are the words of John D. Rockefeller. Don't be afraid to give up the good to go for the great.
Yes.
And I'm saying that to all of you out here who are listening. Do not be afraid to give up the good to go for the great.
Right.
You know, we're talking purpose and destiny. And you're great. You're called to be great. And not everyone's greatness looks the same.
That's right.
Exactly.
Everyone's purpose and destiny is different.
That's right.
But guess what? Success. You are still called to be great. You were created in the image and likeness of God.
Yes.
He's called you with a purpose. We were created his workmanship.
Yes.
His masterpiece.
Yes.
We were fearfully and wonderfully made, says the word of God. Yes. So let's walk it out. And keep walking it out and keep going. go. Listen and go. I'm going to make a t-shirt with that on it, Nakia. Listen and go.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's it, man. That's how you get to where you got to go. You got to just listen to that spirit. And you're
that's good.
You just got to listen and go. That's it.
Yeah.
That's basically
it. Follow the spirit.
Yeah, everything.
Follow the spirit.
You know, everything is not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know what lane you got to stay in.
Right.
And when you make that decision, it has to be between you and the Lord. Because if you tell people what you're getting ready to do, which is a faith move,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have people that discourage and say, well, how are you going to do that? Because they can't see what God is getting ready to do.
Yeah. Right. They can't see what the garden was growing out of the garden. They see the dirt.
They see the dirt and the weeds.
Right.
But we, you know, those with vision.
Yes.
Those with God-ordained purpose that hear from God, that spend time with the Spirit, see the flowers. They see the roses, even in the midst of the weeds.
Yep.
You see the blessing, even in the midst of trial and setback and setup and all of those things.
Yes.
If we just continue to believe God, trust God, we can do whatever it is that God has purposed us and destined us to do.
Right, right.
Well, I can't wait when you become the director of a film somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it's coming.
I know it's coming.
Amen.
Yeah, I got a couple lined up, actually.
Come on.
Amen. Yeah.
Come on, Holy Spirit.
Well, guess what? Nakia, you already got one of your actors. And his name is Dr. Howard. And wait. And first Lady Howard, too, now.
That's right. Look,
we're going to be the parents on some show.
There you go.
Lord have mercy.
I can't, y'all.
That's right.
God is good.
Yes, God is good.
Lord have mercy. But this is wonderful. I'm just excited. I know our listeners are excited, and folks have gotten an education from you, Nakia, about preparing financially. Because, you know, you're going to have to miss some days of work sometime. You might have to miss some things, and you might not have PTO. You might not have all of that. But to go from the good to great.
Yeah. Right.
John D. Rockefeller,
that's
from
very,
good
very
to
good.
Great. Yes. Remember that.
And keep
the faith. Most importantly, trust and believe God. And know that no matter what you look like, no matter what you look like, in the eyes of God, you look wonderful. Because he says you're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what somebody said about you. It doesn't matter how somebody disrespected you. It doesn't matter. But God.
Encourage yourself.
Every day, look in that mirror and say, I am a child of God, purposed for destiny to be great.
Amen.
And then walk it out.
Yes.
Walk it out by faith. We have a few more moments here before we go into our preacher's corner. But Nakia, I want you to just give us something regarding something in your life that you had to overcome, that you really had to go to a place with God. Maybe you were in a query muck. Maybe there was a situation that you thought you would never get out of.
Maybe you almost gave up.
Maybe you threw in the towel. But whatever that is, just give us a few minutes. Encourage some folks out there
that
you may have you had to overcome some stuff to get to where you are today.
Yeah.
Mm. The first thing I had to overcome was my mindset as a child, because shyness is a mindset.
Wow.
It's a... You constantly feel awkward, you know, so I had to find the self-esteem, you know, encouraging myself, or watching people and have that encourage me, you know, saying that I can do that also.
Yeah.
You know, so once I overcame that, it was literally everything else was easy, but it's still work. It's still every day. You know, is a challenge. You know, different things happen where, you know, like I said, it could be financially, it could be, you know, the people you're around, you know, just always just look for the encouragement. And if you don't have it, you got YouTube. You could listen to motivational speech. You could listen to shows like this that can keep you inspired.
Amen.
But mainly it was the mindset. You know, and I tell people out there that's listening, just fight that. If it's something that you woke up and you said you want to try or give it, or you want to do it, and if someone is telling you, oh, you know, you can't do that, you can't do this, they're not God. They don't know what you can do. They don't know what's inside you.
Yeah.
And it's so many things that happened for me where they talk down to me. Mm-hmm. You know, like when I was 14, some of my friends told me, how are you going to be an actor because you can't even talk?
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
I was that quiet. I was that shy.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
So here it is, close to 100 films and projects later.
Wow. Wow.
Who knew?
Yeah.
They didn't know.
But God knew. Yes, he did. He knew all about it.
And as long as I was aligned with the faith, I kept it moving. I kept going.
Amen.
I mean, I've been on sets where I remember like my very first film. I came from theater. Mm. So I'm using my diaphragm. I'm blowing out microphones. You're like,
Oh, wow.
I got you.
You know? So I heard someone say, where we get this guy? Like, where you know, how we hired this dude? But again, I learned from all of that.
That's right. Mm.
I could have stayed in the same, like, thinking that I know everything.
Wow.
But you always got to listen. You always got to come from a place where I'm here and I'm open and I'm ready to learn.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I don't know everything.
Place of humility.
Got to stay in that.
Lifelong learner as well.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Wow.
So, like I said, like I'm still a work in progress.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still learning. I'm still, like I said, like I've been blessed so far. Mm-hmm. These opportunities that I've been able to get, and now, like, because of it, I can show that the students that this is possible.
That's right. You're an inspiration. You know,
and it's not a lot of like acting schools. One, I could say like mine, because all of my teachers are workers, are actually currently working. Like just last week, the young lady who teaches my youth students, she actually played Idris Elba's wife on Concrete Cowboys.
Wow.
And she's on the lottery commercials right now. And and also she just booked a recurring role on the show Manifest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know that show.
Amen.
I gotta look out for her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So it takes a team. It's a team of us.
Yes. Wow.
Amen.
Team of greatness, y'all.
Yes, team.
All right? Now, if that's where you want to go, please surround yourself with team. The greatness.
Team.
At exactly. I Can Ask.
Yes.
All right? We're going to tell y'all the number again. If you want to get in contact with Nakia Dillard at I Can Ask, 215-324-0632. You can like his Instagram page at I Can Ask, AIKANACTS, or follow him on his website, ICanAx.org.
Amen, amen. And we are so thankful for you to be here with us today, Nakia Dillard. You'll have to come back again as we are preparing for our Preacher's Corner. And we just thank God for the opportunity to encourage and inspire those folks out there listening. Oh, man, it's exciting times. Yeah. And as we prepare for our Preacher's Corner, we are closing out. You are on Total Transformation Radio, WWDB 860 AM. May God bless you and may God keep you.
Hi, I'm Lady Artist, and I bring you greetings from the Warrior Wives and Women in Wait online ministry. This is the Preacher's Corner. Today's passage is one that's familiar and dear to my heart. It's found in Jeremiah chapter 29 and it's verse 11, and it reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." I don't know about you, but every year around this time, we're all busy making plans about our future, what things we may change. Perhaps you believe that you are the master of your own destiny. When you think about it, do the plans you make for yourself normally work out well? Perhaps you're reluctant to even make plans because you are concerned that they may fail. The past 2 years of living in uncertainty, being faced with death daily in the midst of a pandemic, have truly taught me the importance of embracing God's plans for our lives and how His plans are the only ones that lead to true prosperity. Many times, our plans include the world's standard of happiness and success. Those things don't always lead to prosperity or give you hope. Instead, they yield stress and anxiety. If you're listening to me today and you're tired of failing, or you're just overwhelmed and stressed out because your plans haven't worked out, pray this prayer with me. Father, I admit that I am a sinner. I confess with my mouth and I believe with my heart that you sent your son Jesus to die for my sins. And because he rose again on the third day with all power in his hands, my sins have been forgiven. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior today. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, you are saved. And now you can begin to walk out the prosperous plans God has for your life. Take some pressure off yourself and stop trying to figure everything out alone. Oh, how sweet it is to have a Savior that plans for your success. May your hope be revived today, knowing that your well-meaning plans that often end in disappointment have been replaced completely by your great destiny in Christ Jesus. I'm excited about your future and all God has in store. Thanks for listening. Be blessed.